This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A mass funeral was held with full police honors for victims of a suicide bombing in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar late on Monday. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound earlier Monday, killing 59 people, the largest attack by resurgent Islamist militants targeting police. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday, quote, Russian terror must lose everywhere in Ukraine. Quote, Russian terror must lose everywhere and everything on the battlefield and in the way that there must be no single ruin left in our country so that we can restore everything and thus prove that freedom is stronger, Zelensky said in an evening video address. Earlier on Monday, Zelensky said Russia has begun its quote-unquote big revenge for Ukraine's resistance to its invasion as Russian forces claimed a series of incremental gains in the country's east. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel and the Palestinians to exercise restraint amid a spike of violence that has the region on edge. The bloodshed has alarmed the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden as it attempts to find common ground with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. Blinken didn't publicly offer any ideas for calming the situation, and it was not immediately clear from his meeting with Netanyahu that the administration would be proposing any. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, who is under investigation for his supporters' storming of government buildings, is seeking a six-month visa to remain in the United States, his lawyers said Monday. Bolsonaro flew to Florida in late December as his term ended rather than watch the inauguration of his leftist successor, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He is understood to have entered on a visa for visiting world leaders, which expires on Tuesday, as he is no longer on official business. Former Twitter employees have been summoned to appear before a U.S. House of Representatives committee next week over their handling of a news story surrounding the president's son, Hunter Biden, over 2 years ago. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Just before Election Day 2020, Twitter had blocked the sharing of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop after the paper says it received a copy of the hard drive from Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Three former Twitter executives will be asked to explain that decision next week before the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chairman Republican James Comer told reporters they're investigating the Biden family, alleging influence peddling, saying they want to be sure national security is not compromised. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
He was known as the Golden Jet, a two-time NHL MVP and three-time scoring champion who helped the Chicago Blackhawks win the 1961 Stanley Cup. The team and the NHL Alumni Association have announced the death of Bobby Hull at age 84. Hull played for Chicago for 15 seasons before signing hockey's first $1 million contract with Winnipeg in 1972. Hull was one of the most prolific forwards in NHL history, scoring 610 goals during his 16-year career. I'm Mike Hempen.
The suspect of machete attacks on two churches in southern Spain last week has been imprisoned on remand, Spain's high court ordered on Monday, describing his actions as a, quote, targeted jihadist attack. A 25-year-old Moroccan national faces at least one count of aggravated murder with terrorist intent and several aggravated bodily harm charges after he allegedly killed a priest and injured four people in a city on January 25th, the High Court said in a statement. It's the first carried out by purported Islamist militants in Spain since 2017, when 16 people were killed and nearly 200 in a series of attacks. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.